It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook
on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan,
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Joining us now, Mike Clemens, NFL Radio on Sirius XM. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Michael, thank you for coming on. How was practice today?
Steve, are you telling me that right now the trainer of the Baltimore Ravens is draining Jaire Alexander's knee?
Yeah, apparently that's the story. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But again, I mean, some guys just can't stay healthy. And I can give you numerous examples of Brewer players currently that can't stay healthy. And it appears Jaire Alexander is stuck with this going forward.
You know, that's one thing if you're a 300-pound lineman in the NFL, but not Jaire Alexander. Oh, God, what a mess.
What a complete mess. Now, speaking of a mess, how about this? You've covered the NFL for a long time. Have you ever heard of somebody getting cut from giving somebody a kiss on the top of the head? Because that's a new one on me with Christian Wilkins getting let go by the Raiders.
No, but I heard you guys talking about this, you know, earlier today, and, you know, you go on Twitter, and now there's like a dozen different clips, like when he's with the Dolphins.
Yep.
And after a play, leaning over and kissing a player on the opposing team on the back of the neck, and the dude, like, you know, swatting him away like a fly. Like, yeah, it's a bad habit. It's a bad habit. I have a feeling he's probably been smacked in the face a couple of times, and he doesn't seem to knock it off.
But don't you want him if you're the Packers? Him next to Kenny Clark? Doesn't that change the whole front line?
You know, time and time again, Steve, these guys will not bring in a guy if it's not a good fit.
But you have Hobbs there to ask. Hobbs played with this dude last year. Just go talk to him.
Which is probably why they're not making a move for him.
Well, maybe.
If he's here, then I guess then he signs an agreement that he will not kiss his fellow Packers. I mean, you know.
You never thought you'd say that in your career.
No. No. It's weird. I mean, look at some of those pictures, though. It's like, dude, stop.
Dude, I am just amazed by that. That is just something else that I never thought I would see. But speaking of Nate Hobbs, Mike Clemens, let's talk about Nate Hobbs. Because Nate Hobbs seems to be a little too aggressive for Packer players. And today resulted in the first padded practice of Marshawn Lloyd limping off the field, the Packers' second-year running back.
Hey, I was watching Nate later on, and I think it was Heath that was lined up. But you know what? It's like, wow, Nate Hobbs lines right up on the line, and then he jams you. And as opposed to like a smaller guy like Valentine or even Jaire, he's got this upper body. He can do it. Back in the day, Doug Evans or something.
Right.
Or even a Rasul or Al Harris, who made a career out of that, the second half of his career. That's how Al got another 8 or 9 years out of the league. So he's not that tall as Al, but both those hands are ready, and he will jack dudes. So he's very physical like that. And I also saw a time where a receiver, might have been a tight end or so, was coming across the middle. And today, first day in pads, he could have clobbered the guy coming across the middle, and it was just enough to show on the tape. I could have, you know, de-cleated this guy, but I pulled up, you know, at the last second. It was well done. The big disappointment of the day is this: first day in pads. You just spent 4 days rehearsing to get ready for pads. You got LaFleur saying, "I want you to be fast. I want you to be physical. Do not touch my quarterback. Do not put my running backs on the ground, okay?" And then this morning, to reestablish that, he played the do's and don'ts from last year's camp, like bad plays. Like, no, this is not good. If you hit dudes like this and you put them on the ground, like this happened in last year's camp, you're going to be in serious trouble here. So it's a third play of the damn first practice in pads. And we've been talking about, you know, Marshawn Lloyd with the hamstring and the ankle.
Speaking of guys that can't stay healthy. Yep.
Just as he's about to come back, appendicitis, you know? Mm-hmm. So you feel sorry for him. But you keep on asking these guys off to the side. They go, no, you know, he's got this burst. He's got this speed. He's a short dude, hard target to get. And to offset a power back like Josh Jacobs, you know, we're excited about this. So you get all the way through the OTAs and all that. Today you put the pads on. third damn play from scrimmage, he gets the ball from Jordan, runs out to the left, off of Rasheed Walker's shoulder. There's two defenders there, and, you know, they hit him. They gave him an NFL hit. And his knees buckled like an old-time heavyweight fight. You know, down goes Lloyd.
Down,
they just buckled. And he went down, and then he was on all fours, and he's kind of shaking his head. And, you know, I'm gonna imagine he's going to get listed with a concussion. That's just speculation. Won't know till tomorrow. But that was it. His day was over. His day was over. Helmet off on the sidelines. Done. Third play. Like, you know, and there's sometimes, like Pepper Burris used to say, there's some dudes whose bodies are just not built for this sport. He is, by the way, the smallest body out there. 90 people on the field.
How much did LaFleur go off on that?
They just moved on to the next play.
So he didn't yell and scream about, I just told you that. Knock it off.
No.
None of that.
No. He died. I mean, there's plenty of yelling from this guy. But, you know, click, click, click. Game-like situation. Get the next guy in there. You know, Emmanuel Wilson, get in there, line up 31. Okay, here we go. Run it again.
Right. Exactly.
Click, 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 click.
Yep. Mike Clemens, NFL Radio on SiriusXM. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. We played a little bit of Matt LaFleur's presser earlier today, and I said nothing against any of y'all covering this team because y'all got tough jobs to do. But from a fan perspective, I don't think anybody gets nervous about Jordan Love throwing an interception at this point. I think in Chicago, they get really nervous about Caleb Williams because he still hasn't established himself. But at least from my perspective, he threw a pick, whatever. Hopper caught. It was a bad decision. We move on. He's going to throw more interceptions. I mean, Rodgers is throwing interceptions in the Pittsburgh camp the same way.
I thought about asking about yesterday. Was a weird practice on Sunday. First of all, it's been so dang hot, but whatever the case, they kept on running short plays. And then you remind yourself, this is installation, right? And this is your last day in pads. But when you're running 40 or 50 plays out there, and there's this one where I think it was Musgrave was over the middle, and he's in triple coverage. And then, so Jordan, rather than throw the ball away or run to the sidelines, it's just like, hey, man, it's practice. I'm taking a shot.
Sure.
Let's see if I can pull a bunny out of the hat. Drills it in over the middle in triple coverage. Ball bounces around. Tyron Hopper is there, picks it off. He gets the pick. And it ends up sort of being, I don't know, the play of the day. You know, 20 years ago, I was out here when it was 105 degrees. And we were about 2 weeks into camp. And Favre had thrown five interceptions in that practice. But it was ridiculously hot and humid to the point where, you know, they were thrown as Gatorade and stuff. Well, you know, we all loved Bob McGinn and respected him, but his next column was, is this the end of Favre?
Yep.
And, of course, Favre went on and went to two NFC championships with two different teams, you know, after that. So it's like, hey, it is practice. Don't get too crazy about the interceptions. As for Jordan Love, he is hitting deep balls like I've never seen before. And yesterday, after he threw that pick over the middle, then it's like, okay, all right, you guys, get off my back. I'll be more careful of the ball. So there's another time, 20 minutes later, where he's back, looks left, right, goes through all the progressions. Everybody's covered, so he decides to throw one out of bounds. They've got, you know, all those VIPs and, you know, special guests they've
sure.
got. There's hundreds of people, old people, little kids and all that. So he throws this ball just to throw it away. He sails it over the sideline's head. It hits the wall of the Hudson Center. I'd never seen this before. But it hit so hard, I think he ruined the ball.
What?
Because I saw the ball drop, and it was all scratched up because it hit the cement wall. And I thought, you know, we've never gone around and asked the receivers. The only one who would be left would be Dobbs. Who throws a fastball, Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love? But I'm telling you, that had some sizzle to it. So that's something that I'll be watching. In terms of some of the decisions, some of the balls, you know, it's not like Rodgers where the ball would not touch the ground for 4 days.
Right.
You know? It's just not. And where the quarterback is yelling at receivers. And to me, Steve, I think the biggest thing right now for this entire team, we could talk about all the different positions and all. The most important thing I came into this camp was saying, you got a great running back in Josh Jacobs. You got to score more points. You got a halfway decent defense, and you got a kicker. And you have to, you've been taking away the excuses now. You can't blame it on Joe Barry.
Right.
Can't blame it on first-year defense with Jeff Hafley. Can't blame it on Anders Carlson, right? So you've taken away the excuses, and what's left? Because you got this running game now with Josh Jacobs, and it's the passing game. And so, therefore, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, those three dudes have to generate a passing game like the one you had when you beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. And you haven't seen it since. And how do you get to that next level? And these guys, they've peaked as athletes. So the next thing is that they have to figure out how to get open in the NFL consistently. And, you know, to always work on their technique in terms of catching the football. And Wicks, though, there'll be times where he runs it down and out. He's covered. All right, whatever. You know, you run these things, and pretty soon the defense knows what play is coming. But then you got Love throwing the ball on the ground, and you got Wicks flailing like, you know, some frog you throw across a pond. And it's like, man, that looked bad. You know, what are you doing there? Again, it's practice, and it's only the first week of practice. But I talked to all those guys, and, you know, Wicks, I'm not sure of his confidence. Doubs, between the two concussions and then, you know, going AWOL the week of the Rams game, his hometown, he's at a next level in terms. He's the most confident I've seen him in 4 years. Speaking faster, quicker, to the point. He's got, you know, what he's going to say, et cetera. And Jaden Reed, who I think is a really smart kid, really smart kid. I said, so give me one thing you did this off season that's going to make you better this year. He said, I bought a jugs machine.
Smart.
I bought a jugs machine. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. Just, you know, at night, at home, you know, catch balls. Those are the kinds of answers I'm looking for. One other thing while I'm talking about this area, though, is as I'm looking at that field today, I'm thinking, who have they got a tight end after Tucker Kraft?
Well, it better be Musgrave. Better be the answer.
No. I don't know what's going on with Luke Musgrave, man. You know what? I saw him today come off the line, and the play pretty much was going to go to the right side. He's coming off on the left side, just outside the left tackle. And some guy just clobbers him with the helmet and squares up with shoulder pads. Number 26. I thought, who's that? Wait, that's not Hobbs. It's Micah Robinson,
The
seventh-round pick out of Tulane. I mean, Musgrave is 6'6", 253 pounds. This is 5'11 corner that, you know, that essentially blocked him out.
Wow.
Like, what is good? So I don't see Musgrave making redeeming catches yet in this training camp. And you know, I brought this up on the sidelines to some of the guys, and I say, well, you know, who backs up Travis Kelce? Well, I think in that Nolan Gray and Bobby Tonyan's down there now trying to earn a job. You know, who backs up George Kittle? Oh, okay, you know, point.
Fair point.
To me.
Right. But you have to use Tucker Kraft that way for that to be a point.
Jordan Love needs two tight ends, and right now he only got one.
You did not bring up, in talking about wide receivers, Mike Clemens, you did not bring up Matthew Golden, the first-round pick that I think everybody will have eyes on here in preseason and going into the season, because you draft somebody in the first round for the first time in God knows how long. I think expectations are going to be that he's going to be an impact player in this Packers offense in year one. Should those be expectations from what you've seen so far?
That's because I've been sticking with the main course, the meal. That dude's a dessert.
Oh.
He's a beautiful thing.
All right.
He's a beautiful thing. Steve, last week, Jordan hit him on a little slant pass, about 7 yards. Ball came, you know, behind over the inside linebacker's shoulder. Matthew put up his hands, stops, turns, looks. He's got a corner, a nickel, and a safety on. He made one cut, and he was gone. Gone. And you look at Jordan, and he's smiling, and it's like, hello, just get him the damn ball and let the kid take over. He's gone. So that, you know, I'm concerned about them overusing him. Just get him the ball in a high percentage situation, and he'll take care of the rest. So, you know, all that stuff though about having him is, you know, a deep threat, a decoy, kind of like Christian Watson, so you can get that, you know, more high percentage stuff, shortage over the yard or over the middle, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? You know who else is having a really good spring in camp, in my estimation, is number six, Mecole Hardman, the 28-year-old, the former Chief and Jet. He's caught four or five deep balls, 50, 60 yards downfield. He looks good. He looks fine.
What about Savion Williams, the third-round pick?
One catch today. He got knocked up last week, knocked around, so he's out for a couple days with apparently a mild concussion. So I'm going to make a nice play today, though, you know, over the middle for about 15 yards. So, you know, I need more reps with him. And then, you know, I've always tried to come to you with, who's that kid, you know, that undrafted kid that, you know, might have a chance of making the team? And we're only a week into it. But, you know, I told you about a guy named Tremont Williams, right?
You did?
I told you about, you know, I know Jake Kumerow, and I know how much, you know, Rodgers loves him.
Hey, man, I'll take credit for one. I was on Sam Shields. I'll take credit for Sam Shields. You can,
beautiful.
You got the rest of them.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and that speed, and when they put him, when they put that speedy rookie at corner opposite Tremont, Dom had two fast corners.
Yep.
And now he could put, you know, Woodson back over the middle, and so he had two speedy corners for your number one and number two guys, and that, you won a Super Bowl with that combination. I told you about a kid named Malik Taylor, because now they're using him on special teams returns. I think there's got to be a way that they find him on the roster. What do? They cut Kumerow, and they added that kid. So, and then 4 years ago, I tweeted out, I know it's the only second day of practice and pads, but I really like the footwork on this fourth-round kid playing tackle, and they just paid him. His name is Zach Tom. So today, I'm going to tell you this one. I've been talking about this last week just because of drills, what's going on. There's a kid named Sam Brown Jr. who's out of Miami.
Wide receiver.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Just graceful. I don't know how he makes the team today, you know, in the end of July with the depth that they have. But today he made a big catch, which, like everybody else saw from the media and all that, and you know, and a ball that came from Jordan, and now everybody's, you know, tweeting it away. But he's wearing 17, and just great hands, great athlete so far. I still don't have anybody else jumping out yet on defense, but we'll get there as we get more into padded practices.
There he is, Mike Clemens. He's awesome. NFL Radio and Sirius XM. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
All right, Steve.